Girls, your experience, our passion.
And again, Kathy Dawes, along with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler. He was running through the list of opening soons, and I kind of caught you in the middle of all that, but let's go right on, I guess.
Sure, Kathy. We had just finished up with over on Highway 24, where we were, a lot of people see a lot of construction going on where the old Kmart building used to be. And again, we said there was Academy Sports and Outdoors and Home Goods, which is a part of the Marshalls and TJ Maxx family. They're all in the same deal, so that'll be a home goods store. If we move over to Kansas State University, and again, I know your listeners that are regular, you have folks on from K-State all the time, but they have some, continue to have construction and renovations going on. The Little Theater and Forum Hall, which is inside the K-State Union, is having some remodeling done, and they're scheduled to have that done in the spring of 2017. And then the overall K-State Student Union has been under remodeling and renovation now for a good year and a half, or maybe even a little more than that. They expect to have it all finished sometime this summer of 2017, but a lot of differences. If people
get over there in the last month, and yeah, it's changed a lot.
And one of the things that I really like about it is that they've added a lot of windows, and so it's a lot more sunlight and light that gets into the building.
True.
It's very changed. It's different. If you haven't been in there for a while, you'll need somebody to help you lead you through where you are, because it looks very different. Seton Hall, of course, that's a huge project. That's the architectural school at Kansas State University, and they're doing a complete renovation of their existing building, but they're also adding on to that existing building to expand, and so that's going to be a very significant project. And by the way, the building, obviously, since they're doing a complete renovation, that building is closed, and there's no classes there, but the university purchased the old Sykes building out by the what used to be called the Tech Park. Now we're calling it the Manhattan Business Park by the airport. And so the students are, if you're going to architectural school, you're doing it out there at that building until they get this building finished, which they expect to be late this summer in 2017. JP's Restaurant is putting a second location on the campus, and that's going to be in the student union right now. They're over by Jardine Hall and all that area that's been remodeled. And so it's a very popular restaurant. So they're putting a second location in the student union. And the Lafine Health Center, K-State purchased that building, which is at 1105 Sunset Avenue. So they'll be doing over time some renovations in there as they get better settled in and take over more of that. Mercy Hospital or Via Christi had some of their programming in there, and they've been moving out and moving their programming to other locations. And so now K-State owns that building. If we come over to McCall Road, I think people now can see right by where Pizza Ranch is that Panda Express is under construction, and so they will have a location on McCall Road. The K-State Federal Credit Union is building their third location, and this is actually larger than their other locations in town, and this is going to be their main headquarters for the K-State Federal Credit Union, and that's at 601 McCall Road, and they expect to have that open in April or May of 2017. HCI Hospitality at 520 McCall Road is doing some alterations in their building. U.S. Engineering, which is at 1200 Kretschmer Drive, is doing a major alteration to their building. U.S. Engineering is also doing a major part of the construction work for NBAF. And so they're a Kansas City firm that have some K-State ties, and so they're expanding into our marketplace. The Manhattan Town Center, Ulta Beauty, will be opening in the fall of 2017 in the Manhattan Town Center, and that is going to go into the former Carlos O'Kelly's location. It'll take that entire deal. If we come over to Seth Child, Little Apple Toyota Honda is doing a pretty significant expansion, and at 2828 Amherst Avenue. And then a new building, I just drove by there the other day, 202 Research Drive. The cardiovascular clinic is adding a major expansion, new building at that location. And something that you've been reporting on recently over on Stag Hill is Genesis Health Club is going to be building a brand new facility, state-of-the-art, and it's going to have an indoor pool and a lot of great facilities. So, again, this is a private business that currently has a location out by the old, where Ray's Apple Market is, and Power Cat restaurant, and they're going to be moving out of that location when they build their new location. NBAF, I think, again, you have regular updates and reports on that, and that's we'll be talking about that till 2021.
Marty Vanier comes in, yes.
Yes, I hear her, and she does a great job telling you all about that. Manhattan Christian College has got a big project going on. They're building a brand new student life center at 1401 Laramie Street. People can see that's up and out of the ground now, and people can begin to see what's happening there. Coffin Hall is at Manhattan Christian College, has got an alteration. Via Christi Hospital has got some significant construction plans.
All of a sudden, your voice. Yeah, that happens. It's that time of year when those kind of things happen. So let you collect your thoughts. Actually, we could go to a break. You want to do that and get you some water? It's now 9:28, and we have with us Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler, and you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
When catastrophe hits and your home or office is damaged, get 24/7 response from Restore of the Heartland, 776-9668, online at restoreoftheheartland.com.
Save thousands right now at the President's Day sale at Little Apple Toyota. Drive